Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, this is Kripa Anand, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the crucial issues impacting employee well-being and business performance. Today, we are diving into the significant challenge of caregiver burnout in the workplace and innovative solutions that help companies support their employees while improving productivity and navigating economic pressures. Now, recent data highlights that millions of Canadians combine paid work with unpaid care, with a significant portion experiencing stress and even considering leaving their jobs due to caregiving responsibilities. This underscores the urgent need for employers to understand and address caregiver burnout. Statistics Canada reported that in 2022, over 6 million Canadians combined paid work with unpaid care, representing about one-third of Canada's total workforce. Furthermore, a 2024 study linked psychological distress to 143 lost work hours per person per year, costing the Canadian economy billions annually in lost productivity due to burnout and workplace stress. Joining us today is Fabio Barretica, Head of Marketing at Console, a platform designed to support unpaid family caregivers by providing access to respite services, learning resources, and tools to manage caregiving responsibilities, all while prioritizing well-being. So before further ado, let's welcome him. Fabio, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Kripa. It's very nice to be here. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good as well. It's our pleasure to have you with us, Fabio. Now, balancing caregiving with work can lead to exhaustion, right? Affecting both employees and the workplace. So let's start by understanding what exactly is caregiver burnout and why should employers, particularly small and medium-sized businesses, care about their employees experiencing?
Sure. So the easiest way to put it is that caregiver burnout is basically what happens when the demands of caregiving, working, your personal and physical and emotional and mental resources are basically tapped. So when you have given too much to work and then you have family and then you have finances, other things to do, your emotional state, your physical state, your mental state is just, there's nothing left. Oftentimes, when you look at a lot of the people who are online talking about what's going on with caregiving, they often say, you know, you can't do this on an empty cup. And that basically means that, like, that people are empty. They've given so much time. You know, we're talking about people who give an additional 10 to 15 hours on average a week to unpaid caregiving. And so when you look at it, you say, okay, somebody might work 8 hours in a day, but they still got to get ready at least an hour or so, plus the time to travel to work. Maybe it's like 9.5, 10 hours, and then actually having to get home. So it kind of actually comes out to like maybe closer to 11 hours.
Right.
And then you still have to do some sort of family or take care of your home. And then on top of that, you're adding 15 plus hours during the week. So your days automatically working are about 13 to 14 hour days that you're supposed to sleep eight. So there's not really a lot of time. And that leads to burnout just because of the fact that people are just giving so much. And for caregivers, it is that much more because of the emotional connection. Most of the time people are caring for a loved one, a parent, an aunt, an uncle, a spouse, maybe a child with special needs. So that emotional increase kind of in pressure is it also adds to the burnout that much more quickly. And for employers, what we're finding is that people are having to make the decision, like, do I work or do I care for my mom?
It's a choice you have to make, and a very difficult choice, right?
Absolutely. And what's happening is that you're starting to see people take more time away from work or completely leave the workforce. So, you know, on a global scale, we're talking about around $600 billion is being lost a year globally on people making this decision. And in Canada, to your point that you brought up earlier, like we're talking about billions of dollars that are being lost every single year in absenteeism, in turnover rates, and just lost productivity that's happening here.
That's a very clear explanation. It sounds like, you know, caregiver burnout isn't just a personal issue. It has direct and significant implications for a company's productivity and bottom line. And, you know, more employees need to understand this. So thank you for highlighting that, Fabio. Now let's dive into how tools like Console can, you know, directly support caregivers and improve their performance at work, benefiting both the individuals and the company. Now, Console offers an app designed to, you know, support unpaid family caregivers. How specifically does your app, you know, help working caregivers perform better in their professional roles, ultimately, you know, enabling a stronger company? Are there any particular features that, you know, help combat burnout and provide essential support? Walk us through it.
Yes. So the number one thing that we find is that people spend on average at least 5 to 8 hours of that extra 15 hours a week looking for information and resources. Right. So they're trying to understand what's going on with their family member better. You know, especially if your family member is constantly seeing doctors, there's lots of medications, there's lots of plans, there's lots of things that have to happen. Or for example, if somebody's undergoing cancer treatment, you become a part-time nurse. So looking for more resources and information to understand how can I keep this person healthy, hydrated, vitamins, sleeping patterns, what makes them more comfortable or not. That's the number one that we say right away is resources and information. So what happens when you sign up for Console, you create a profile, and based on your profile, we start to build an algorithm of your caregiving journey. Because in the long run, that is the vision of our company, is that we are mapping the caregiver journey. And when you're able to find products or resources and information, sorry, that are specific towards what your caregiving is, now you don't have to Google. You know, maybe now you're not listening to ChatGPT as much. We have verified resources. We have resources that come from universities and colleges and professors all over the world, especially Master University, who has an incredible caregiving program that is free for people to take online. You can get certified as a caregiver through them. We work with Mohawk College. We're working with the Ontario Caregiver Coalition, the Ontario Caregiver Organizations, to gather this type of information and share it. So number one, you get information right away, which can give you back 3 to 5 hours a week, which anybody who's a caregiver would love one. We can essentially, what we've seen so far in our beta testing of a few hundred people is we're getting back 3 to 5 hours a week on not having to look for information.
That's not bad. You have to start somewhere, right?
Exactly. And the more that we learn about the caregiver's journey, the more we're going to be able to do. So we can say, you know what, maybe it's more video based, maybe it's more audio based, it's not so much text based, this will actually help them. And now maybe it's okay, they need an event, they need something else to take their mind away from what they're doing to give them back some time or some relief. The second thing that we offer is products and services. So these products and services are already been vetted by our team. We do, you know, bring on a lot of local businesses that can help a caregiver. And knowing that it's a local business, and this is so far all across Ontario, and we're building it out across Quebec and all the rest of the provinces, and then we'll move globally. But knowing that this service provider is local has shown us that people feel a lot more comfortable.
Right. So there's this trust factor that comes with it, right?
Yeah. They know kind of the vibe of the area. They understand what happens around here. If it's, for example, we have downsizing services. So we need to move mom from her house to a home. We need to move things out. We need to downsize. We need to potentially sell the house, get it ready. We have people who are local or generally local who come in and they can take care of that service. We have meal prep services that can obviously give you some time back. We have PSW services that we work with that can give you the opportunity to purchase time at a discounted rate for PSWs. There's a lot of people across Canada who do get a government benefit that gives them some hours, but through us, you can purchase more hours at a discounted rate. So things like information, products and services are very, very helpful. And then the other thing that we have is like a community aspect. And everybody always says that like you have to build that community right away as soon as you become a caregiver. Yeah. And so people immediately think, okay, well, maybe I'll start a Facebook group, or maybe I'll start a WhatsApp chat, or maybe I'll start a group text or an email thread. And then it starts to become, okay, well, these family members are on this group chat over here, and then these friends are on this group
chat. It's all scattered.
Scattered. It's too much. So we've centralized that, and we've also given the ability to have someone else administer that chat. Wow. So if you are too overwhelmed with the person that you're caring for, I could message you and I could say, Kripa, I need your help. I need you to take care of the group for this week. I need you just to update them. I can send you some messages. Can you please continue to do that? So those three main aspects right away, resources, information, products and services, and a community circle, that is immediately how we have been able to impact and help people in the workforce. So like I said, we've piloted with groups like the Loblaws group, Loblaws Shoppers Drug Mart, some smaller insurance companies. We're currently about to pilot with a care home in Scarborough that takes care of people with dementia. And so far, even just in our onboarding conversations we're having with people, they're saying, the fact that I can just go to one place for all these things is already making me feel better and is already giving me back time. So that's where we begin.
Wow. No, definitely. Console is definitely like a one-stop shop where you don't need to go literally anywhere, right? And that sounds like a truly comprehensive solution. By addressing, you know, the core needs of caregivers, Console appears to offer a direct pathway to improved employee well-being and performance. Now, before we get any further, here's a special message for all of our listeners, especially for all the employers and HR leaders. Are you looking for ways to support your employees who are juggling work and caregiving responsibilities? Remember, investing in their well-being can lead to increased productivity, reduced cost, and a more loyal workforce. Let us back to our conversation with Fabio and explore the benefits of integrating Console into company benefits. Now, back to you, Fabio. Investing in employee well-being goes beyond individual support, right? It can create a sort of ripple effect across the entire organization. So beyond helping individual employees, what are the broader benefits for companies that integrate an app like Console into their employee benefits and resources? Go ahead and explain that. How does it save a company time, money, and promote a more supportive workplace culture? For all the SME entrepreneurs, I want, you know, this to be their main focus. So go ahead with the answer.
Sure. So, you know, based on the statistics that you gave earlier, you know, Canada was looking at around 6 million people in our workforce are caregivers. That number is constantly growing. When we were looking at that information, it was 1 in 5 people in the workforce are a caregiver. By within the next 5 years, it's going to become 1 in 4. So if you're a small, medium-sized business and you've got 5 employees, the chances are one of them is a caregiver. So how do we help them? So right away, you know, you want to be able to provide an opportunity, especially nowadays, we work in different kinds of environments where people are much more forthcoming about their personal lives and how that affects their professional life. For a long time, caregiving has been looked at as the invisible load. So it's basically you're handling it and no one knows about it. There's many people in many offices and many businesses, not even offices, just a business in general. It doesn't really matter what you do, that they don't talk about it. You know, they're always having to like take time off work or not be there or schedule their, you know, work week in a very different way because they have to take care of somebody, but nobody knows that. So we're starting that conversation. So that's first and foremost, is to talk with employers, talk with benefit programs and say, let's openly have this conversation. Let's find out who in your office may or may not be a caregiver, or at least let's let everybody in your office know that there is a benefit that could support them, that could support a caregiver. And maybe that person might now put their hand up and say, that's me. So identifying that is very important. But for small, medium-sized businesses, when you're looking at the fact that, you know, 20 to 25% of your workforce is now caregiving and taking time away, that's time away from helping you grow your small, medium-sized business.
Yes.
So by offering them tools that can give them back some more personal time is very helpful. By offering them a tool, again, that kind of like lets them let you know that they're a caregiver, makes them kind of feel more comfortable, increase that loyalty. And when people do have much more information, tools, resources, they feel more prepared. So they feel like they can take on the duties that they have here at work and outside. It's just very important to be having these conversations about caregiving, especially as we move forward in generations, because now people are sandwich caregivers. So I'm taking care of my mother or father, but I also have a young child at home. There's even a new topic that came out in the New York Times last week that was calling them the club sandwich caregivers, meaning that either great grandparents are still living, so now they're taking care of a great grandparent, a grandparent, parents, and then their children.
Yes.
Or that the generations have gotten to a point where I might be taking care of my parent, I have my child, and my child might have a child. You know, if they're a teenager or if they're a young adult and they started a family early and now they have an adult, I might be taking care of a broader range of people. So knowing that people are living longer, knowing that age and stuff like that is changing quite a great deal, as well as having more men taking on caregiving. So the number one thing that we always discuss with people when we are talking to companies is the likelihood is there's a lot of women who are the caregivers. That's just how it's always been. That's just what happens across the world. Women carry the brunt of this. The statistics show that women end up actually more impoverished a lot of times because of caregiving. They can't contribute more to their RRSPs. In the US, they contribute less to their 401ks. They take a step back from their role, meaning that advancement either takes longer or doesn't happen.
Right.
So it's very important to highlight that. But now we're seeing this massive shift where a lot of men are also getting involved in that. So, you know, when we also look at corporate kind of levels and you're seeing maybe like higher up people, whether it's male or female, are now not able to participate as much. And then let's say you have a broader workforce at the bottom that is mainly female. A lot of them may not be able to participate. And now the males that are in that workforce are not able to participate either. It starts to become very difficult for companies to maintain people. So the other reason why we think that our app is very helpful for our business is because when it's there, people now feel that something is being provided to them, to help them, to support them. And it really does help kind of with the turnover ratio at the end of the day. People feel like, you know, my boss cares. There's a tool here. They've provided us with something. They know that I'm a caregiver. They know that I have these other responsibilities. We can try to create flexible schedules. We can try to create, you know, resources and information. With Console, we also try to come into the companies if they really need it and do sessions. So we can come in and say, hi, like this is Fabio. This is Cindy. This is Stephanie. Here are some tools that we can teach you guys about caregiving. Here's a care plan that you can create. We have an operational now care assistant that's live. And so somebody could come in and ask those questions. So if an employer is, you know, seeing that their employee is struggling, they could say, hey, why don't you jump in the Console app? Why don't you ask the care assistant some questions that you might need some help with and kind of let us know what they say.
You know, a lot of businesses and employees even are just going to feel better knowing that, you know, something like Console exists. So thank you so much for creating something like that. And that's a very compelling business case. You know, it's clear that supporting caregivers can lead to tangible ROI through improved retention, productivity, and stronger employer brand. Now, Fabio, let's talk about your personal journey because, you know, personal experiences often shape the most impactful solutions. Now, you and your, you know, co-founders all became caregivers at different points in your lives, right? Experiencing the time constraints, information overload, and burnout firsthand. So can you share the personal stories that, you know, led to the creation of Console and how exactly those experiences, you know, inform your mission to help others?
Sure. So our CEO is Cindy Diogo, and her story started when she was a few weeks pregnant, a couple of weeks from getting married, and finding out that her father had terminal cancer. He was diagnosed with a stomach cancer. He was told that he was not going to make it to the wedding. But we often say in true Portuguese fashion, he said, I would rather die after the wedding, because if I don't make it, my daughter will just kill me beforehand. So he made it to the wedding, but sadly he succumbed to the cancer within a couple of weeks. So that time period that Cindy had with him was very intense. Cindy's mom is also a nurse, a PSW at a home. So luckily they already had a lot of resources and information, but when Cindy had to now step into that role, it was very new to her. And again, she was pregnant, just about to get married, like a lot going on. So taking her through that journey in so much at once really brought, opened her eyes to what was going on. And she's also an HR specialist of 20 years. So when she was going through that process, she had to start using resources. She had to start seeing what was available in the workplace. And she found that there wasn't a lot. There wasn't a lot of support. There wasn't a lot of information. There wasn't resources. Talking about it with people higher up was still kind of like a touchy subject. So that's where her driving passion for all this comes. Our other co-founder, Stephanie Kachuba, at 36, she had been married for about 1 year when her husband, also 36, was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. So he fought for 2 years through the pandemic, and he eventually, again, also had succumbed to the illness. But for Stephanie, that journey was very intense because she had to do it throughout the pandemic, which meant she definitely had to do everything alone. There was no support. There was nobody there for her because we actually couldn't. And I've known Stephanie since we were little kids. So when she was going through this, I couldn't see her. I could FaceTime with her. I could do phone calls with her. But at that time, she had become a full-time nurse for her husband. So that journey for her of 2 years really opened her eyes to what happens as well. She works at a great company that she was very able to discuss openly with what was happening. They found somebody in the HR department and benefits department who said, hey, here's everything that's available to you. Here's how we can help you. Here's what we can do. That kind of change opened her eyes, and she said, we need to start talking to companies and let them know that this could really change somebody's life. This could really change an employee's life. And my journey has been with my parents. I live in a multi-generational home. My father has suffered from hearing loss for a very, very long period of time. My mother has a severe rheumatoidal arthritis. And now I have a 2-year-old. So I'm a sandwich caregiver. Because we run these companies, I have a little bit more flexibility in my schedule. So I have to take my parents to appointments. They recently had LASIK eye surgeries. They have to get hearing tested. My mom has to go for a lot of trials and medications. And then my child has to go to daycare. She has to get picked up. She's got swimming lessons. She's got all that. I run multiple companies and work with Console, and we're trying to help as many caregivers as possible. So the stress of it all, the understanding of how somebody could burn out is where I see it. And then from supporting Stephanie, just being a third party, seeing her journey and not being able to help, I was like, there's a lot of people who want to support caregivers. There's a lot of people who want to support people who are going through what they're going through. They just don't know how. So our app gives you the ability as a friend of a caregiver to start learning how to support those people as well.
That's incredibly moving, Fabio. It truly highlights, you know, how deeply personal experiences can drive a powerful mission to solve widespread problems and, you know, create a meaningful impact for others. And we're sending lots of love and strength to the entire Console team. Now, you know, the future of caregiving is rapidly evolving, you know, with the help of cutting edge technology. If I were to give you a time machine right now and say you were to travel 5 years into the future, how exactly would you imagine Console? Where does it begin?
That we've mapped caregiver journeys, that we have been able to successfully map as many journeys as possible. I say that with a grain of salt because everybody's caregiving journey is so different, right? It can be completely different. It's the person that you're helping, their potential illness or disability or situation, your personal situation, how you are as a person, how you handle things, your job. There's a million factors that really change everybody's journey. Yeah. But if we were to be able to say, hey, so your family member now has stage 3 lung cancer, you can sign up for this app. You can give the information, you can build your profile, and our resources are incredibly accurate. Our products and services are very accurate. We will have AI agent assistants that can help you with many of the caregiving tasks that you have along the way. And it's all in one place. That's where we see our future. And that's why I say that our vision is being able to map the caregiver journey as much as possible. To be able to give somebody that comfort, to know that, like, oh, wow, so many people before me have been on these journeys and they've gathered this information to synthesize it and help me. maybe that'll make people also feel less alone, which is something that caregivers often feel. So that's where we would love to be in the future, is that company that has been able to help other people understand what it is, work with universities, work with as many educational programs as possible to share data and information about what we learn along the way. And hopefully they can create programs and resources to teach more people about this.
Yeah, definitely. The future looks very promising, and you've painted quite a picture. On that note, you know, you're also launching Carrington. You know, you are generative AI model for caregiving, and your plans for, you know, two new AI agents to help with administration and care plan development. So what's that about?
Yes. So working alongside the Center for Aging and Brain Health, we've received a grant. And we've been able to develop some agentive technology that will help people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, globally, 365. So one, Carrington is basically like a care pal, almost like a co-pilot. You can ask questions. You can even give it types of, you know, if you're feeling a certain way, if you want to have a discussion. Carrington is not a therapist. Carrington is not somebody who can provide you that support. But what Carrington can do is send us information, and we can relay that to you, or we can relay certain kind of indicators to people in your care circle and say, hey, Creepa might need a little bit of help. Fabio might need a little bit of support. Stephanie might need somebody to talk to. Cindy might need a product or service that we think we have that might be able to help them. So that's where Carrington comes in. It's kind of like a co-pilot. The other two agents are going to be a little bit more specific in terms of what they can do. So we'll have one agent that will help you understand and close all accounts. So if somebody has credit cards, if somebody has phones, if somebody has internet, if somebody has services that they get every single month, this will help you figure out exactly what they are, what the processes and procedures are to close them, and it will assist you in helping get those tasks done. That's something that has happened for a very long time to a lot of people, and they get stuck because you're so concerned about caregiving. And let's say somebody ultimately succumbs to something that's going on. You haven't prepared for those next steps. Right. And once that person is not there, closing accounts, doing all those things can get very, very difficult. And our other agent is going to be able to help develop your care plan. You can come in once you filled out your profile. You can talk to Carrington and you can say, can you help me develop my care plan? And the other agent will come in and you start to give it information. Where do you live? What do you do? How old are you? How old is the person you're taking care of? What's your relationship? What's your job like? What's your general environment like? What is your capacity? How much do you have financially to be able to do this? How much do you, how much time do you have to be able to do this? And a care plan will start to be developed, and it will start to modify along the way as you interact with the app as well. So you got a co-pilot, you got somebody who can help you manage accounts, and then you have somebody who can help you create a care plan.
That's a very ambitious and exciting vision for the future of caregiving support, and, you know, leveraging AI to provide personalized information and automate administrative tasks sound incredibly transformative for users. Before we let you go, Fabio, is if there's one core message that you have for our listeners today, something that you want them to take away from this entire discussion and take action on, what would it be and why?
If it's for a small, medium business owner, I'd like to ask them to openly have discussions with their teams about caregiving. Ask them who is a caregiver, or listen to what is happening in the office or in the workplace and find out who might be on that journey and say, you know, there's this tool that we have heard of and we might be able to supply it to you and it might be able to help you if you want to spend some time with it. And even if it's not our product, you know, even if somebody is looking at a different caregiving product, support service, or something else, just that alone would help change the face of what's happening in the workforce right now. So the one thing that I would ask is, anybody who's listening, if you've got a small, medium-sized business, please take the opportunity to either ask or listen to your employees and find out who's on a caregiving journey, because the more caregivers that we can support, the better things will be. And, you know, our slogan is, you know, caring for the caregiver. So that's what we want to do.
Very well articulated, and I completely agree with you. Before we let you finally go, Fabio, we'd also like you know, for you to share with our listeners that what insights did you gain from being named a top startup to watch in 2025 by Founders Beta? Congratulations for that. And go ahead and highlight your recent, you know, grant in partnership with Cabbie and Baycrest, as well as, you know, your partnership with Tech Week Toronto.
Mm-hmm. So being nominated to that list was a huge accomplishment. You know, the one thing that we were able to do right away was look at the other people who are nominated on that list. And you see these companies and you see these people who are really putting in an effort, really creating innovative technologies and services. And you look at that and you start to make connections and you start to, you know, talk with people and say, hey, you were on the list. So were we. What do you do? Here's what I do. And just being able to learn from some of the other people who were on the list, I think is the biggest benefit that we had. You know, they really gave us kind of a big boost in that way to be able to create more connections and to be able to understand how to grow our business better, how to be more innovative and just be a part of the community. And also a lot of the people who are on that list, those are small, medium-sized businesses that have caregivers. So when they heard about what we were doing, they were like, you know what? We kind of actually need that. We need to talk to some of our employers. We know people on our team are caregivers. How can we help? So that was the first thing that, you know, being on that list was able to do for us, which was phenomenal. And we're always so grateful for it. In partnership with Cabbie, this is an incredible program with Cabbie and Baycrest where they give some grants to certain companies that will help develop products or services for people with dementia, or people caregiving for people with dementia. And that's where we come in. Obviously, caregiving for somebody with dementia is very intense, whether you are doing it personally at home, or even if you have them being taken care of at a third party center. It's difficult. You know, you're dealing with somebody who at one point you have an entire life with, and then a moment later, they don't remember who you are. They don't remember that you're their child. They don't remember that you're their parent. They don't remember anything about you. So what we're trying to do with Cabbie is how can we really support the caregiver along their journey and also their community around them, so their care circle. The journey with dementia is very difficult because we find that is even that much more isolating. Because again, you are losing a lot of connection with that person, or you feel like you're losing a lot of connection with that person. And so that's very difficult for friends and family and people in the periphery to really understand, right? Because it's so much personal connection that's lost. So we're trying to help support in that way. And that's why we also find that the agents are going to become very important. Somebody with dementia can no longer close their accounts. They can no longer be in charge of certain financial products and services. So if we can get to that earlier, then that agent will be a lot more helpful for somebody who's in that position of taking care of somebody with dementia. And being a part of some of the other programs that you mentioned and some of the other accolades that we've received with Founders Beta and some of the other groups in Toronto, we've been part of the Innovation Hub in Niagara Falls, as well as in Hamilton. And all these programs are just so phenomenal that they are readily available to Canadian businesses. We strongly urge people to take part in it. And I mean, even having a platform like yours that's so supportive of Canadian small, medium enterprises is massive. And we would say that it builds community. Community is super important to us, to any business, really. To have, again, people like your group, people like the Innovation Hubs, Innovation Factory, Founders Beta, being a part of them is very, very helpful and can help us create products and services that do benefit society as a whole.
That is a very wholesome answer, Fabio. And, you know, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and vision with us, with me, with our listeners. And thank you for educating us and highlighting those things that, you know, we experience in every day, but no one really talks about it. So thank you for taking that initiative. It was a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thank you so much for this opportunity and thank you for your time.
All right, that was an insightful conversation with Fabio H. Baratico, head of marketing at Consol, on the critical issue of caregiver burnout in the workplace, how Consol helps working caregivers perform better, and the significant benefits for companies integrating their app into employee benefits. Consol is a platform designed to support unpaid family caregivers by providing access to respite services, learning resources, and tools to manage responsibilities while prioritizing well-being. We also want to highlight highlight once again Consol's recognition as a top startup to watch in 2025, their recent grant and their upcoming participation in Tech Week Toronto, along with the exciting launch of their generative AI model, Carrington. Thank you so much to all the listeners for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. Also, don't forget to visit our website, canadiansme.ca. And lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, A1 Global College, ADP, and Google for their ongoing commitments to empowering SMEs in Canada. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit canadiansme.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.